Welcome to the December 16th, 2007 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today we praise God through a Christmas cantata by our sanctuary choir. The cantata is entitled, How Great is Our Joy. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Good morning. All right, we welcome you to College Park Baptist Church. My name is Jeff Allen, Associate Pastor of Students and Families, and we welcome you to the third Sunday of Advent. We are pleased that you have decided to join us for worship this morning. A few announcements that I'll make as we get started. We would like to find out who was here. On the inside aisle of every pew, there is a friendship register. We invite all of you, members and guests alike, to take that and to sign it. If you don't see it on your pew when you're on the inside aisle of the pew, you may be sitting on it, so you might want to look for that. This is for something for everybody to sign. Members, we just ask you to put your name down, check the appropriate boxes. Guests, if you could put all your information down as you feel comfortable, and then pass it to the end of the pew so everybody has a chance to fill it out. And then if you could send it back to where it got started. What we ask is when it gets back to the very first person, if you could just rip out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will get that at the end of the service. We appreciate you helping us out with that. Some announcements I'll make as we get started. Jenny Lewis wanted me to make the announcement about White Christmas. If you are responsible for picking up the food for a White Christmas family today, it is available in Smith Hall. You need to see her to get the ham that will go with the family's food. So make sure that you see her today before you leave. Also, it is White Christmas Sunday. There will be a little bit later in the service during the first hymn, The Birthday of a King. We want you to bring your food down and place it under either of our Christmas trees. This is the offering that our church is giving to God to say to thank you for all that God has given to us. We're giving it away. And so this is, if you are a representative that from your Sunday school class and you're bringing food forward for the White Christmas offering, we would put that underneath any of the Christmas trees here in the front of the sanctuary. Reminder that we are having a great music service tonight at 6 o'clock for our youth and our children. They will be leading us in a Christmas worship service tonight at 6 here in the sanctuary. And then at 7, we'll be going to Smith Hall for our live contemporary service. So we hope you come and be a part of that. Got a great announcement. Yesterday, the youth had their barbecue sale, where many of you came and supported that and provided desserts, provided manpower, provided money to go. We netted almost $3,500 yesterday, and that is a significant thing. That is a great number, and every dime of that will go to help our youth who are going on a spring break mission trip to the Bahamas. So we appreciate that. The barbecue was so good, though, we had just heard rave reviews about the barbecue. We have a little bit left over. We're going to be selling that for a donation. Suggested donation for a pound is $8. But we're going to have those available. We got all the coleslaw you can eat. We got desserts. We're going to give that stuff away. So we want you to go out the Smith Hall exit, and we'll have that there available for you. So that will be at the end of the service. So any more if you didn't get the barbecue yesterday, you need to get some. It was really, really good, and we'll have that available as you leave church today. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. You've heard a little bit about what's going on in the life of our church. You're giving us your information on the pew pads. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. They want to give you some more information about our church. So if you're a guest, we invite you to just raise your hand. Our ushers, aren't they good looking this morning? Yeah, well, two out of three ain't bad. And so we want to say thank you for coming. Raise your hand. Grab this information. Inside you'll find a letter from our pastor as well as a newsletter. It tells you what's going on in the life of our church. We hope that this hour of worship will be a blessing to you as your presence is with us. We have a great family coming to lead us in our Advent candle reading and lighting. We want to invite the Andrews family to come forward now.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is Isaiah 12. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you are angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you.
Jesus saw that they wanted to ask them about this. So he said to them, are you asking one another what I meant when I said, In a little while, you will see me no more, and then after a little while, you will see me.
Our New Testament reading is from John, the 16th chapter, verses 19 through 24, and I will pick up with the 20th verse. I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth, my Father. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. We'll now light the pink candle, the candle of joy.
I'm glad Harrison was there to help me out. That was good. You will find our invitation to share and worship, a responsive reading, in your bulletin. This morning's responsive reading is based off of Psalm 126. I invite you to stand now for a responsive reading. I invite you to read the dark print aloud as I read the light print. The Lord has done great things for us. Our God has turned our weeping into singing.
Our tears into joy.
O Christ of God, come anew into our hearts this day.
And remain in us forever.
You may be seated. Will you pray with me? Father, it is the Sunday of joy. A Sunday when we are reminded that regardless of what the world says, regardless of the messages that we have around us, regardless of the challenges that we face in our life, that we can be joyful. That you are in control. You are in charge. Even the questions that we face in our life, you give us the opportunity to have joy. For it's the coming of your Son so many years ago. His life brings joy and purpose to us. For nothing shall separate us from what He did. And the life and the love and the joy and the mercy and the forgiveness and the salvation that His life offers us. And so there's only one response. As we come to worship, as we come to sing and to pray, and to hear your word proclaimed, we are joyful and we are thankful. We pray that is what you hear in our voices, in our lives, in our hearts today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
I would like to ask you to join hands and hearts in prayer. Our gracious Lord, you have blessed us richly. We thank you that we have hearts and hands willing to give back to others. And through the meager canned foods and goods we bring, we pray that stomachs will be filled, hearts will be lifted. We thank you, Lord, for these musicians, all that are willing to share the talent that you have given them. We pray, dear Lord, that our hearts will be touched, that we will go from this place today and reach out and share your love with others. Gracious Lord, we cannot praise you enough, but at the season of your birth, we want to praise your name and say thank you, Lord, for your everlasting goodness to us. Amen.
Mary arose and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias. There she greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She then spoke out with a loud voice and said,
"Blessed are you among young women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished."
And Mary said, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
You who bring good tidings to Zion, go on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah,
Here is your God.
Thank you.
But you, Bethlehem, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God.
They will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. And Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.
Pick up his
Lord,
his
Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his Lord, his L
For unto us a child is born.
Unto us a son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulders.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor.
The Mighty God.
The Everlasting Father.
The Prince of Peace. The angels had left them and gone into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And the shepherds came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child.
And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen.
A star went ahead of the Magi until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of frankincense and of myrrh.
Oh.
Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.